Welcome to Buzz in the Tower, a podcast dedicated to the movies of the 90s and 80s. I'm Mo Shapiro, joined with Cyrus the Virus, Max Sanders. And today we're talking about Con Air. Get off my plane.
It's the wrong movie.
What do you mean?
That's Air Force One.
Yeah. Con Air, Air Force One and Con Air, Tango and Cash, Cash and Tango.
Are you going to quote Passenger 57 next?
Con Air is the hillbilly first cousin of Air Force One.
Die Hard 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's plain.
The Hardening.
Yeah.
Die Hard 2, The Hardening.
Die Hardening.
Max, welcome to the show.
Hello.
It's
orange is a good color for me.
I have to tell you, that is an outfit I thought you'd be wearing well before we started this podcast.
You've been arrested?
Detained, not arrested.
Yeah, me too. Drunk tank.
Yeah. Gosh. Never in the drunk tank. I'm trying to think when I've been detained.
Once,
I got an MIP.
Yeah.
Minor in possession of alcohol 1 month before my 21st birthday.
Nice.
I was having a party at my house back when I lived on Packard. Nope, not Packard. South University. Remember?
No one cares about the street.
Do you remember, what is that liquor store? Sergeant Pepper's.
Oh, yeah.
That liquor store right on South U. I lived directly across the street. 1015 East U? That's East U.
No, I know people that live there.
That's where I used to live.
And it has the little like pillars in front.
Yeah, and I walked across the street holding a cup of beer and got hit by a cop car.
Oh my, like hit?
Yeah, I got hit, knocked over.
And they came over,
they're like, I was wasted. They came over and they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine, and give me an MIP. I turn 21 in a month. And they're like, well, we kind of have to now. And I was like, all right.
Did you really say that?
Yeah, it was totally no big deal back then. I had to take like an alcohol awareness class, and there was 15 people. We had like 150 people at our house for that party. It was wild.
That story sounds made up.
That was legit.
Yeah. So that's how you would be in the Con Air movie?
Yes. They'd call me Garland.
I wore
rape
a girl's
20 beagles. They'd call me Mo 22.
Call me Johnny 600 if they knew the truth.
They knew the truth. Con Air. All right, Maxwell, before we start talking about all things Con Air, a reminder, you can listen to our podcast and subscribe on any podcast player, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, we're on it. Follow, leave a review, 5 stars. Head on over to youtube.com/@buzzinthetower. That's where you can see this shirt, Miyagi-Do. I think I've worn it before. I'll wear it again.
It's
my favorite shirt.
Lame.
I love this shirt.
Yeah.
Not like yours. Yours is only the finest linens. But Miyagi-Do is from our sponsor and supporter of the show, 80stees.com. Relive your greatest memorabilia in t-shirt form.
It's the best way to do it.
It is the best way to do it.
That and stickers.
Patreon.com/buzzinthetower, where you can support the show financially for as little as 2 pennies a day.
$2.80 a month.
You can't beat that. That's a that's a birthday gift.
And we'll shout you out.
We will shout you out. Shot through the heart. I don't know what I'm doing.
Synapses.
BuzzinTheTower.com is the website. We're here. We're ready.
Yeah.
We're talking Con Air. Max, this was on the short list of movies when I said, let's do it. You're like, yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
Well, Nick Cage in this 3-movie run is the most unexpected.
Face Off.
The Rock.
The Rock.
And this. So this and the Face Off came out 3 weeks apart from each other.
Yeah, he was working on filming both at the
same
time.
And remember, he came off winning the Oscar and did these three.
For
Leaving Las Vegas.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Very, very good movie.
Very good movie.
So it's a very strange, I've never seen an actor been like, okay, I'm the biggest star in the world, now I'm going to kick some butt.
Nick Cage.
And nailing it.
Nick Cage is in that
The Cage
group. Yeah, but he's in that group of Walken, Lithgow, Cage.
You like this group lately.
Yeah, but the weirdos.
Yeah, but
the weirdos in the weird land.
But none of them has been as big and butt-kicking.
Cage is his own universe.
Yeah.
He owns dinosaur bones.
He does.
The man is out of control. How can you not love Nick Cage?
Yeah.
Raising Arizona is amazing. Like, that's a hidden gem that people don't dive into enough.
He has 6 movie careers in one career. We'll talk about him in depth later. So much good stuff.
I'm putting you on the clock.
Yeah.
We've only have a little bit of time.
But
it's past my bedtime.
This is also the greatest ensemble action cast of all time.
So it's funny because when we started doing this, we had done Heat a couple weeks ago, and I said, is this the best ensemble cast ever? And you're like, yes.
Hold my beer.
And then you're like, wait a second. It is... Here's the qualification I have to put on
so
this.
So that one in Heat, it's like everyone did it because they're like, oh, we're going to be in the greatest movie ever. This one's for the money.
Even a little bit different than that.
No, okay.
This is the Adam Sandler versus Bill Murray conversation.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, like I think you can love them both.
Yeah.
I think you can appreciate them both.
Yeah.
I think you have to recognize, excluding Punch Drunk Love and some of his later work.
Uncut Gems.
Yeah, like Uncut Gems. I think you have to accept Adam Sandler for what he is.
Wabba-de-doo.
Yeah, right. And like Nick Cage, as it pertains to action films, is wabba-de-doo. Like, and he's not. He's wild. His acting is so over the top.
But it works.
It does. Look, who am I to complain? Yeah. I love this movie. Yeah. But it's in a different category.
Yeah.
It's in its own universe.
You're not digging his Alabama accent.
And that's why I say, like, Malkovich.
Yeah.
Malkovich. Malkovich is the one foot in each camp.
Yeah.
The real actor who's also wacky.
Tabacky. Yeah. He's very strange.
So, Max, I don't even know. Where do you begin in a film like this? Do you jump right into the... Tell the good people at home on YouTube. Look into their eyes and tell them what this movie's about. Because people need to know.
It's Die Hard on a prison plane.
Yes.
Go
to the coast.
So, Nick Cage is playing a guy who's got Cameron Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's getting out of prison after kind of wrongfully being accused.
Let's go back. You're killing this. The beginning of this movie.
Oh, by the way, the beginning of this movie, the guy he kills. Do you know who that is?
He looks familiar.
Yeah, it should. It's Wangro from Heat. It's Kevin Gage.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he's like, this is why we lost Vietnam. It's like, whoa, buddy.
He's like, I'd take a beating for a girl like her or something like that. Yeah. The beginning of this movie is a... let me just say it. Koster, you're going to have to bleep this. I challenge you to go back and watch the beginning of this movie, but instead of the score that's provided musically, instead listen to America! because it is the most, like, American bald eagle humping an American bald eagle while watching NASCAR I've ever seen in my entire
They're
life.
They're pumping up the Army Rangers.
The guy who does the voiceover... for his like accolades and everything in the beginning of this movie. Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh my God. Hold on. I got to go to my notes because I got to use his name. No. It's Powers Booth.
No way.
And you know who that is? Red Dawn.
Yeah.
He's in a whole bunch of stuff, by the way.
He's also the bad guy from, what's the one where Jean-Claude Van Damme has to rescue the hockey all-star game?
Oh God. Overtime? No. Not overtime.
Sudden death. Yeah, he's a bad guy.
So he's also in MacGruber. He's Colonel Faith and MacGruber. And he's also in some of the Avenger movies as like the like senators that are in like the dark room.
Oh,
he's
cool.
Like one of them. But more importantly, he's Andy. I mean, he's also Curly Bill Brocas from Tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
But more importantly, he's Andy from Red Dawn, who like starts to hit on a 15-year-old.
Like, yeah, he really
Thompson,
does.
It was super weird.
Yeah.
But like, that's what this movie is. This movie is like, all right, give me an intro and the beginning of this movie is like... Nick Cage. Nick Cage is a young Chuck Norris. He's a young Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Just a tough as nails. And then the beginning of this movie, when he goes into the bar to see his girlfriend who is pregnant.
His hummingbird.
Is a absolute TikTok like military reunion video.
Yeah.
Right?
How do I?
We'll get to that. Yeah. We'll get to the music. We'll get to it all. So he comes back from the military.
Army Rangers,
just an absolute ass kicker. Yeah. His girlfriend, who's working, or wife, excuse me, working at a bar, pregnant with their daughter.
And it's an oyster bar, by the way.
Sure.
I'm like,
why not?
Would you order oysters in that bar?
Well, I assume they got to be in the South, right?
They are. He's from Alabama.
He's from Alabama. Yeah. Sweet home, Alabama. Yeah. So he goes back there, and there are like the scuzziest dudes in this bar. Yep. I mean, make scorekeepers look like the nicest place on earth. And they're just like, oh, come over here and sit on my lap, pretty girl, all this horrible stuff. So he flashes the madness. Yeah. I like the flash of the madness. And his wife's like, I thought the Rangers would get that out of your system.
No, it's like on TikTok, someone bumped into Sam Selleck. Have you seen that video?
Uh-huh.
So Sam Selleck's like this big bodybuilder. The skinny guy, as a joke, it just goes like this and bumps into him.
Yeah.
And you see the monster come out of this dude.
Well, so the monster is put to rest.
Nick Cage hired a monster.
They're leaving. Yeah. It's the end of the... Of course, there's rain. There's got to be rain because it's got to be the intro to Point Break where like...
This is the longest explanation of the most insignificant part of the movie.
All right. I accept what you're saying, but let me just say one thing.
No, keep going. I love it.
Is it insignificant or is it a crescendo of the most absurd movie ever?
You're doing like the John Madden, like bam.
Yeah, bam. Here's what happened here. Boom. We just blocked him. And then he did the hand palm to the nose, broke the nose, killed him. Boom. And like the little stupid things, like any of us would complain, like they bring a knife out.
Yeah.
And the knife is why he had to kill him.
Yeah.
And then the one guy runs away with the switchblade.
Smart move.
There's the evidence.
That's a smart move.
So he going to jail. He going to go 10 hard years in Alabama.
And the lawyer's being a jerk to him. He's like, you got to plead guilty. You know what I mean?
In Alabama prison. Yeah. 10 hard years.
I love how the judge is like, you are a killer weapon. You cannot be trusted as a normal human.
I would make the argument that the first 15 minutes of this movie.
The best part?
No, is you don't know if it's a Nick Cage movie, a Steven Seagal movie, or a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Yeah, that's true.
It is like literally like marked for death above the law, Con Air. You don't know where you're going.
And there's guitar solos and stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. America. So now you can go back to your explanation. I felt you weren't doing enough justice to this.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of psychopaths on a plane. He's trying to get his way home.
Nick Cage goes to jail. He gets paroled.
Yeah.
So he's just hopping a ride home. He's done.
Yep.
He's out. He's done. His buddy.
By the way, his look of freedom when he's off the bus. I'm going to get that tattooed on me at some point.
His best friend.
His mullet,
his
by
best
the way.
Friend in jail, Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Baby-O.
He is not paroled, but he's not doing like the hardest of times. So
and
they seem
needs,
to be okay.
He needs,
and he needs
sugar.
His insulin. He needs his insulin. He's diabetic. They're hopping a ride on a plane.
Yep.
Little do they know.
This is an all-star crew.
That this plane is housing the worst of the worst criminals. Like,
what a great premise.
Oh, yeah. Like every single, like a Black Panther militant, a serial killer,
a rage killer,
a rapist, a serial rapist.
Yeah.
And they're all getting on this plane, and there is a devised plot to overthrow the plane.
Yep.
And that's where Harrison Ford comes in and says, what does he say, Max? Get off my...
There is no spoon.
Yes. Patriots, that's good.
Yeah.
So they hijack the plane.
Why after quotes do you have to say the movie quietly afterwards? Like, can't you let
I'm
the fans...
Super, I'm weird. I'm just so weird.
You just there's something like OCD about...
What OD. Yeah. ODB.
You're like, have to say
OD.
It. Have
hey,
to say
dirty. Next time, I got your money.
Next time you quote something, try not to say anything
fine,
afterwards.
Fine. There you go.
Fine.
So they hijack Boogie the nights. Plane, and Nick Cage, Poe, because he's a good person. He can't just leave these... innocent guards and
the prisoner,
his buddy to be laid waste. So the whole movie is just him overtaking the plane and working with John Cusack, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and making everything worse.
And that's the movie.
Yeah.
In a nutshell. No, baby. That's the movie
in a nutshell. How did I get in this giant nutshell?
That's good. So that's Con Air.
Prison movies.
Ba-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Prison movies are the best because you think, how would
the
I
best
deal?
Prison movies are the ones with all women that were on Showtime.
Soapy. So in the beginning when he's in prison and he's... You all right there, buddy?
I'm not.
Yeah, okay. I'm getting some PTSD.
I'm all right. Yeah. I just was thinking about how many of those movies I've seen as a youth.
Well, it's like Shawshank and all those ones. You think how you would do in prison. How would you do on this plane?
How would you do in prison, Max?
I'd do okay because I'd be someone.
You'd be fresh fish.
Yeah. But I'd find the biggest guy and be his, you know,
his
whatever.
Fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fish.
Mm, delicious too.
Or I'd do what he did with Baby-O. Give him coconut pink balls.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
Snowballs.
No.
I give him snowballs.
I don't know what you're referring to.
He gives him the snowballs. He's like, those pink things.
Yeah. Don't remember any of this.
That happened.
Oh, I believe you.
Okay.
It sounds weird. To edit the whole thing out.
And he's doing like all this
just
like.
Just keep it. I hate him.
He's doing all this like karate kind of stuff and like weighted push-ups and he looks jacked.
I'm pretty sure, I just want to go on record. Yeah. There's no karate that was done by him at all.
He does a roundhouse kick. At some point.
Yeah, but you're referring to the beginning of the movie when he's like training.
It's
in
like
his
yoga.
Cell.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any yoga being done either.
Weighted push-ups. He like lifts himself up where it's like the Buddhist pose.
He did a wall push-up.
Grew a mullet.
Yeah.
Isn't that Buddhist?
When
it is the greatest mullet of all time.
I hate,
so wispy.
I hate Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I hate Aaron
Rodgers. When he came.
But when he showed up to training camp.
Yeah.
Wearing a white wife beater and his hair like Poe.
Yeah.
Clearly.
And, tight jeans.
And it was all over SportsCenter when it was like Con Air, Nick Cage. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing.
All credit to him.
Yeah.
It is the most, actually, if I had to make a list of the two most endearing throwback to movie things that athletes have ever done that I've ever seen.
Is it Jason Kelce in The Goonies?
No. That's really good, but that's not my favorite.
Not The Goonies. He did 50
I know
First
Dates.
50
First Dates. My two favorites, that's a good one. My two favorites are when Jared Goff made it to Detroit, he threw on the Axel Foley Lions
really
jacket,
cool.
Which was incredible.
Yeah.
And then it would be this.
Yeah.
It would be Aaron Rodgers dressing as Poe from Con Air.
So this feels like the 90s action movies really went for it, like seriously. They weren't like winking or trying to be like.
There's a reason on this one.
What?
Before we're going to get into it.
Like Broken Arrow.
No, Simpson and Bruckheimer.
Oh, yeah.
This was his first solo.
Yeah.
Simpson's the one who died, right?
Yeah.
Simpson,
But Don Simpson didn't want to be a part of this. He's like, it's too much. It's too stupid.
Too much. And then he OD'd on cocaine.
Yeah.
But that was too much. Con Air was too much for him.
By the way, if you want to have a laugh, look up the Vanity Fair article about his kind of daily process and what he ingested.
Absurd. I'm sure it was insane.
It's like he was an elephant.
Yeah. So this is Bruckheimer's first, like, not with Don Simpson.
The lightning bolt for the first time. It's not the two lightning bolts.
Yeah.
It's the one.
Yeah. And this feels like this feels like Michael Bay.
Yeah.
If you didn't know any better.
Mayhem movie.
All right. Now, look, I'm jumping into this early, and I think I got to do it right now.
What are you saying?
I got to let you know. I'm coming out with it right now.
You don't like this movie?
No, I'm not. This is even better. I usually give you this is going to be a TikTok, this is going to be a short moment. Yeah. I've got it right now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Max, this movie was directed by Simon West.
Yes, it was.
Do you know who Simon West is? I don't even care if you know. Don't even answer my question. It was rhetorical.
Okay.
Simon West directed Con Air.
Yep.
His only accolade prior to this was directing a music video by Rick Astley called Never Gonna Give You Up. I just want you to wrap your head around the fact that the director of the Rick Astley Never Gonna Give You Up is also who directed Con Air.
It makes sense.
Strap that on and play it as your YouTube short or as your TikTok video, because people are going to lose their minds over
that. You going to Rickroll it?
I'm going to Rickroll it. Yeah. Rickroll, please. All right, Max, let's get weird. Let's hop into it.
Okay, trivia?
No, whatever you want.
Okay.
This is your world I'm living in. I had to interrupt with the Rick Astley thing because I couldn't believe it. Which, by the way, have you watched David Grohl and his whole thing with Rick Astley, like, performing together?
They perform together?
Dude, they're like, he's gone on stage with them. They've toured together, I think.
He's doing Foo Fighter stuff or they're doing
Rick Astley stuff? No, they're doing Rick Astley stuff.
That's wild.
It's amazing.
Dave Grohl has a universal, like, approval rating,
right?
He's
the best, dude.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
So especially because everybody hates Courtney Love.
It's true.
All right. There's other facts out there, Max, but that is a big one for me.
This movie cost $75 million. It made $224 million. And that's hard for a hard R movie. Like an action movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
how did this get hard R?
What do you mean?
Well, there's no nudity. There's no sexual content. There's threats.
There's utter violence.
It's very rare that you see a hard R movie without a little flash of nudity. It's very rare.
Is there any nudity? Nick Cage shirtless?
That's not nudity, but thank
you.
Continue, Max. I derailed you and you went to your little cage of Cage.
Malkovich was pissed because they kept changing the script daily on this movie.
I could not imagine him having a good time.
So they asked him why he made this movie, like, on the red carpet, and he just goes, money, and walks away.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like everyone, John Cusack denounces this movie and hates it.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
People what's his face? Kenny Loggins hates Danger Zone.
So what would it be for you, like, if you got paid?
This podcast. If this podcast became super popular, I would distance myself from it because of you.
I was going to be super nice and be like, what if people knew you as a firefighter for saving kittens, but they didn't care about you saving burning buildings?
This podcast is a good example.
Yeah.
Max, this movie almost won 2 Oscars. Best original song, How Do I?
Which also almost won the Razzie.
Right, and best sound. And they lost both categories to a little movie called Titanic.
Oh, that's,
Which makes sense. Everybody lost to Titanic that year.
Yeah.
The fact that there are two things about Con Air that made it to the Oscars in and of itself is incredible.
14-year-old Leanne Rimes. By the way, when that song is playing at the end and he meets his daughter, I get a little wispy.
Sure.
A little teary-eyed. Sure. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And John Cusack just watching, smoking a cigarette.
Just so we're clear. I know. Do it slowly. Just so we're clear. Military reunion videos are the universal tearjerkers.
Yeah.
Like, it should be the test of if you're a sociopath.
Oh, my God.
If you don't cry when you see those, there's something wrong with you. You're dead inside.
When Cameron Poe is holding the bunny and he's like, oh, it's dirty, I'm sorry. And he's, like, trying to, like, connect with his daughter.
Yeah.
And she goes, I got a picture of you.
Oh, my gosh.
I got a picture of you, too.
Cusack and Buscemi's characters were written with them in mind. So the screenwriter of this movie is Scott Rosenberg, and he was friends. That reminds me of the roast when Seth Rogen's roast, when they're like, Seth Rogen, I don't remember who it was. Oh,
was it Bill Hader as the mayor of Hollywood?
No, this is funnier. Okay. It was, who's Big Mouth? The guy who does
Nick Kroll.
Nick Kroll's like, Seth Rogen's got a writing partner named Evan Rosenberg. Like, what? You were too hideous to show the other one. It was I blew it.
You did.
I blew it so bad.
Tommy Boy sale.
Oh man, it's so late.
It's 9:45.
Past my bedtime. Anyways, the screenwriter was friends with both the actors, and when he wrote the script, he did it with both of them in mind for those roles.
It's awesome,
amazing.
Someone died in this movie.
Yeah,
Phil Swartz, who the movie's dedicated to.
A plane fell on him, right?
A rigged plane crushed him.
That'll kill you.
This is the second plane-related death in a Jerry Bruckheimer movie.
What was the first?
Top Gun.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Art Scholl spun out, and he was a camera plane, and it spun out, and in the Pacific Ocean, he just...
That makes
it was very specific.
In the Pacific, that's good. That's cute. It's cute.
So this is great. Last time the Sands Hotel was filmed on screen. So,
yeah, they got lucky because they were going to destroy it anyways.
So it's a really important hotel. This is where the Rat Pack played. This is where Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr.
Doesn't Cage have like an unhealthy obsession with Elvis?
Yeah, he married his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well played, Max.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's obsessed with Elvis and Superman.
Okay.
Among other things.
Yeah, yeah.
New Orleans funerals.
Yeah.
Dinosaur bones. Dinosaur bones. Tarantulas.
Could do a whole episode on Cage, couldn't we?
I mean, I would love to.
Yeah.
Do you want to start getting into the... No. We'll do the Cage stuff later.
He did all his own stunts in this movie.
Yeah. So and he was 3% body fat, which I don't know.
He was jacked in this movie.
He is. He was lifting weights in between scenes.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just bulk out his arms.
Well, he's never been like... He's a big guy, and you just know him for the overacting. He calls it super acting.
Yeah.
Or mega acting, I think it's called.
Super acting.
Yeah. David Lynch calls him the... Was it the best jazz musician of acting of all time or something like that?
Because
he's like
wacky.
So he improvs all the time, which a lot of people don't like apparently.
Wow, another person who improvised on this movie and also someone who people forget was in this movie, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, pinball.
Dave Chappelle in this movie.
How?
Jesus, man, this movie is so he's an arsonist. He just lights the guy on fire. Maybe that's how you got the R rating because he just light a guy on
that
fire.
That is
next
true.
Year.
Well, when he takes the stuff out of his mouth,
yeah. Well, it was in his stomach. He threw it up.
I know. I'm saying
it was in a condom.
I know. I'm saying it's gross. Right, yeah. That's
like a drug meal.
Yeah. When he breathes, he's like, he told me he loved me. He's like, oh, your breath smells like death. So like I said, this was released the same month as Face Off. You could have seen this as a double feature. I think I did.
I want to take his face off.
And the U.S. Marshals denounced this movie and wouldn't help at all.
So funny.
By the way, Malkovich turned down Air Force One for this movie.
Shut up.
The Sinise role. The Gary Oldman role.
No, so. Oldman.
Sinise is in that movie.
Mickey Rourke was supposed to play Cyrus, but he blew the audition because he took a real Boeing knife out and went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs at the audition table. So,
also, Jason Isaac. Do you know who that is?
Mm.
God, who's the guy who says, like, hey, Potter, the evil guy from Harry Potter?
Alan Rick?
No, the
not
little
Alan
kid.
Rick.
The little kid.
I have no idea.
His dad.
I'm not like a Harry Potter
dude. So the bad guy from The Patriot.
Okay.
His name is Jason Isaac.
Gotcha.
He was auditioning to be Cyrus.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, I forgot the prop gun. I don't know where it is. Simon West's assistant just pulled out a gun and gave it to Jason Isaac. And he's like, this is a real gun. And he couldn't do the audition because he was so nervous.
Yeah, that's...
There's a lot of questions for Simon West's assistants.
Not okay at all. Not even a little bit.
Oh my God.
Do you know that those two movies combined, Face Off and Con Air, grossed over $220 million?
That's crazy.
Between the two of them.
Yeah. I mean, The Rock was $100 million too. He was unstoppable.
The Rock was incredible.
Yeah. What's your favorite out of the three?
The Rock. I love The Rock.
What's your favorite Nick Cage performance out of the three?
Face Off.
Okay. See, I think this is the most enjoyable Nick Cage.
I love this movie.
Because this is his hero role.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not sharing it with anybody else. Yeah. I'm going to show you that God does exist.
You love this movie.
Oh, when Baby-O gets shot and he just goes, Jesus! It's my favorite random piece of acting.
The U.S. Marshal Service. So I think it's kind of cool that, like, all of the ridiculous contraptions in the plane, even when they get Garland out and they, like, are walking him with, like, the weird, like, you're
like
a
magnetic
stuff. Killer. Yeah. All that stuff is real.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The U.S. Marshal Service introduced the Justice Prisoner and Alien Transportation System.
Oh, my God.
So that's which quickly earned the nickname Con Air.
Love your work.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we're just doing a memorabilia episode.
He's got the whole the Barbie doll?
No. I wanted the plane.
Yeah.
The plane doesn't exist because it got bought by a bunch of people. It crashed in 2010.
Oh, okay.
Killing three of the crew members.
Oh, that's not good.
So the jailbird, by the way, the little logo, I think it'd be cool as a tattoo. But it kind of But it shows, like, I'm not a criminal.
No.
And, like,
not the convicted one, at least.
Oh, man.
Originally, that plane was supposed to crash, land on the White House.
Yeah, and they're like, wait, that's too much.
A little bit.
Too much.
That's where they drew the line. That's a little over the top. Here's the best fact I've dug from everything. This is, had this happened, it would have been the happiest moment of my life.
Okay.
There's still time, in my opinion. Okay. Simon West, the director, had suggested making a sequel that took place in space.
Well, everyone's dead, right?
The idea, though, that like you could make a Con Air today, and instead of it being like, it could be Alien,
so there's
prisoners.
There's a Guy Pearce movie about like a space prison that's incredible.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, It's really, really good. So do you know who was first considered for Cameron Poe?
No.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
The roles over the top-ish. Yeah,
grizzled and like the hero guy. And he'd have the better hair.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you so thirsty?
I don't know. I just am. Jesus.
It's disarming. Like, when your lips won't move because you're, like, drinking, I don't know what to do.
Well, you might have to carry the show sometimes. Yeah. It's past my bedtime. Just do, get your work done.
What's in there?
Well, vodka.
Remember during COVID when he became a scotch drinker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Scotch.
And I would hear the glass, the rocks would clink against
I remember you're like, you're drinking that a lot faster than most people drink scotch. And I'd be like, 30 minutes later, I'd be red in the cheek, like, hey! You're like, this is a problem. Dude, I really was drinking scotch like 3 nights a week.
You're like, McAllen's great.
I drink now maybe once every 2.5 months.
Yeah.
And during COVID, I was drinking scotch 3 nights a week.
It's crazy. So Buscemi based his serial killer on a bunch of other famous ones. Ted Bundy, Manson, Wayne and Gacy.
I cut a woman's head off and wore it as a hat once.
The best part about this movie is he's psychotic and like...
And lovable.
You have the backstory. He doesn't do anything in this movie that's not lovable. He puts his seatbelt on. He leaves that girl to live.
You put the TikTok video up. Is this the best ending to a movie ever?
Out of nowhere.
New shooter.
Feeling lucky. Isn't it great?
It's just wild.
Yeah, he's feeling lucky.
This movie is so wild.
I'm gonna eat everyone at this table.
So wild.
No.
You when you're watching this and he's in the vacant swimming pool at the trailer park.
Yeah, you're
with
like,
the girl.
He's gonna rip her arms.
Here, like, yeah, he's gonna murder the girl.
And they put the weird fisheye lens on her.
Are
like,
you sick, mister?
Yeah. No. They don't have a medicine,
they don't have
for,
medicine
what,
for what
I have.
That's you, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, when she's waving at the end. Oh, also, like, his speech about what insanity is, about, like, living a corporate life and not dying on the, dying before you can't make it to the toilet on time. It's weird poetry. Whoever wrote that, like, actually spoke to a
probably
generation.
Had a corporate job. That's who wrote it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Good Buscemi. By the way, it's really terrible, though. The Steve Buscemi, the middle part haircut, like from Boy Meets World and all, it's back. People are wearing it. I don't like it.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Max, what else you got on this movie?
So
feed me your facts. I'm plumb out, so it's all on you. I gave you my best facts. The toy bunny was Nick Cage's idea.
Yeah.
That's about the last fact I have.
So this movie was originally supposed to be Nick Cage as a prisoner in a prison where a scared straight kid comes in.
Yeah.
And then there's a prison break. And he has to protect the kid. Body count was 43 in this movie, so it's violent.
Yeah.
Kid Rock made the song American Badass about Cameron Poe.
Really?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And pretty much everyone in Hollywood got offered these roles, like Alec Baldwin, George Clooney, Robert De Niro, Tom Cruise, Johnny Depp, Dolph Lundgren, Brad Pitt, everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great segue into the cast.
Yeah. So Nick Cage.
Yeah, go ahead.
The greatest living American actor. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I mean,
as Cameron Poe, yes,
so
Nick Cage.
He's been married 5 times.
Yep.
One to Lisa Marie Presley, so because it was Elvis love.
Yes.
He married Patricia Arquette.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I feel like I knew that.
So the first day he saw her, he proposed to her, and she's like, you're weird. And then they didn't see each other for years, and they rekindled, and they eventually got married.
All right.
He once woke up in his Orange County house in the middle of the night to find a naked man eating a fudgicle in front of his bed. The man was arrested by police, but Cage pressed no charges.
Sure.
It was probably
a buddy of his. Sorry.
He made his voice distinctive because he noticed that like Clark Gable and like old movie stars had these very like distinctive voices.
He is a passionate, like he loves like the rich history of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like, he's a lover of Hollywood.
No, you've seen The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm familiar with it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. So he's like gushing about movies.
Yeah,
and by the way, one of his top 3 movies is Paddington 2. So suck it.
Continue.
He was offered the role of Norman Osborn, the Green Goblin. Would have been really good as
that. He would have been good as that. Yeah.
So was John Malkovich.
Malkovich would have been really good.
120 acting credits. So I'm trying to stop me when you like these are like your favorite ones. So Fast Times, nothing really. Valley Girl.
Yeah.
It's great. Rumblefish, Cotton Club, Peggy Sue Got Married.
I love Peggy Sue Got Married.
His accent is so strange in that movie.
Yeah.
Raising Arizona.
Love it.
Moonstruck.
Love it.
Unbelievable. Him and Shift. Yeah. Vampire's Kiss, where he ate a cockroach 3 times.
Mm.
Really strange movie.
Mm.
Like, very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Red Rock West, by the way, which is
never
a great...
seen it.
It's like a Western thriller kind of
all
thing.
Right.
It Could Happen to You is one of the most charming movies I've ever seen. Mm. You seen that one?
Nope.
He wins a lottery ticket, and he
Oh, he's the cop. I have seen that. Yeah.
He's married to... Don't be stupid.
Maria Conchita Alonso. No, not Maria Conchita Alonso.
Rosie Perez.
Rosie Perez,
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm like...
I was thinking Running Man. I don't know
Kiss
why.
Kiss of Death, he's awesome with David Caruso. He's nuts. Leaving Las Vegas, when he won the Oscar. City of Angels, one of the saddest movies of all time. Snake Eyes, which is terrible. 8mm, awesome.
8mm is really good.
Gone in 60 Seconds, Family Man. Adaptation.
Sorry, go ahead.
Matchstick Men, National
Treasure.
Will we
be going through all 135 of his roles?
No, you're good. I love Lord of War.
Okay.
Wicker Man, Bees.
John Cusack.
Yeah.
Agent Vince Larkin.
Yep. He's never been married.
No. His greatest two roles. John
Cusack's brother?
No.
No.
His greatest two roles, unquestionably.
Gross Point Blank?
Say Anything. Hot Tub Time Machine.
He's really good in Hot Tub Time Machine.
He's really good in Hot Tub Time Machine.
High Fidelity, he's the best. I mean, as like a
Say
kind
anything
of...
Anything is his best role.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love Lloyd Dobler.
Love Lloyd Dobler.
I do too.
He's your like model.
High Fidelity is more my model, actually. Yeah. So, John Cusack, the way he talks, he has that Robert Downey Jr. kind of like smart, sarcastic, like kind of a schmuck, but like...
Cusack and what the hell is his name? Keanu Reeves. Very similar to me.
What?
Yep. They've got this like similar, like dopey, like kind of feel.
Cusack's the intellectual over talky guy, like Downey Jr.
No, I disagree.
Keanu's more of the one note. Whoa.
No.
Oh, okay.
You misread him.
Interesting.
I'll educate you later. Yes. Continue.
Cyrus the Virus, John Malkovich. When he was a teenager, he decided to get his excessive weight under control. He lost 70 pounds by eating nothing but Jell-O for 4 months. Pretty wild.
Of course, you would have that fact.
Yeah.
It's wild.
And he's a nightclub in Portugal. I'm going to go to it one time.
You should.
He's fluent in French and he's lived in France for over 10 years. So he doesn't like the American media. He likes to do, my dad saw a performance of him on stage. He said it was incredible.
I met him. He had a film that he
really
directed. It was some art house film.
Was it the 100 year one?
No. But
so
was...
do you know about this, by the way?
Mm-mm.
He filmed a movie in 2015 that is under lock for 100 years. It gets released in 2115.
Oh no. But he was in Birmingham and he like did like a Q&A session.
Was
during
it
the
hello
film.
Hello
I
Mo.
Vaguely remember it, Max. Vaguely, but I did meet him.
Yeah, Dangerous Liaisons, really good. And also, I mean, my favorite role is Rounders. Okay, Teddy KGB hanging around. This kid's got alligator blood.
Your Malkovich is good.
Yeah.
Well, in that movie.
Yeah. In The Line of Fire, by the way, with Clint Eastwood.
I love In the Line of Fire.
Yeah, he's a great psycho.
We're gonna do that movie.
Yeah. And of Mice and Men, that's like the actor's role when he plays Lenny, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, his most iconic is being John Malkovich.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the movie. John Malkovich.
Dave Chappelle, Pinball Parker.
Yep. So he has actually, his pick of movies is actually like reasonably smart. He did Robin Hood, Men in Tights, The Nutty Professor. The Nutty Professor. He's in that iconic
scene.
He
was the comedian with the Eddie Murphy's like going after. Yeah,
yeah.
He's great.
Half Baked, incredible.
Half Baked is a great movie.
Yeah. Blue Streak. Remember, he's Martin.
I want to talk to Samson. Fly me to the moon. Sometimes it's hard being young, black, and gifted. I just want to get lifted.
Blue Streak. He's Martin Lawrence's friend.
Hey, doctor says I need a bacchiotomy.
You've got Mail and A Star Is Born. He's like the friend.
The friend
of Tom Hanks. He's giving him advice. Yeah, yeah. And A Star Is Born. He's Bradley Cooper's friend. So he's had like a weirdly like decent like acting career. Yeah. He can act.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ving Rhames, the most important thing he is that no one knows he's from, he's the Arby's voice. We have the meats.
You're kidding me.
No, he is.
That's really him?
Yeah, that's really
him. That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nathan Diamond Dog Jones.
Yeah. He's such an intimidating guy. He's only like 5'8 in real life.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction.
Marcellus Wiles.
Yeah.
Wallace. Yeah.
Wallace.
Yeah. Out of Sight, Entrapment.
Yep.
Bringing Out the Dead,
yep.
Undisputed. I love Undisputed. Have you seen that?
I have.
Yeah, and Dawn of the Dead.
Steve Buscemi, Garland Green,
yep.
The Marietta Mangler. These names are amazing. So far, we've got Cyrus the Virus,
yep.
Pinball Parker, Nathan Diamond Dog Jones, and the Marietta Mangler.
And there's Billy Bedlam, I think, too.
Yeah, Buscemi.
He's your brother because he's a firefighter.
Yeah, his roles are incredible. I'm just trying to think of, like, Armageddon, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay, woo! Yeah, he's great.
He's not a real diamond.
You know, I'll tell you what I loved him in?
Fargo?
The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
When he was Tony's cousin. Yeah.
Boy, are you fat. And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Tony's going to kill him.
Well, because he was imitating the... Yeah. But he was great.
And also, he's funny. Remember, like, Mr. Deeds?
Yep.
He's the guy with the crazy eyes.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Or, I mean, he's the psycho who...
He's in a couple Sandler flicks,
yeah.
Right? Oh, he's the lipstick.
Billy Madison.
Yeah.
I hate him. No, that's...
No, that's...
Yeah. That's
Waterboy.
Yeah, it is. So the crazy story about Buscemi. Buscemi has a scar on his cheek that has heavy makeup on.
Yeah.
Like whenever he's on stage.
Yeah.
On April 12th, 2001, Buscemi was stabbed in the throat, head, and arm in a bathroom brawl in the Fire Belly Lounge in Wilmington, North Carolina. The brawl also involved Vince Vaughn. So they have to use heavy makeup to like.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
It's also wild that Vince Vaughn was involved.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's super weird.
Yeah.
MC Gainey was the Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Nothing particularly special about him. I just love the names.
No, he's really fun.
Danny Trejo, Johnny 23.
Oh my God. He's been in over 400 movies.
The Predators. I thought he was good in that. I liked that remake. Not remake.
Yeah, the Richard Rodriguez one.
Yeah.
Where they're on the planet.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
He was good in it too.
Yeah. I mean, Fishburne's great. He's a crazy guy.
Super crazy.
Yeah. What else has Trejo been in? Spy Kids, XXX.
Yep.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Tarantino's.
Machete?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's in Grindhouse, but then they made Machete, which was Richard Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anchorman, he's the bartender, remember?
Yes.
I think you had enough.
Rachel Takaten, Guard Bishop.
Yep.
You would know her best from Total Recall.
It's kind of wild. Like, her career, she didn't really have anything else.
All you need is Total Recall.
Yeah. Really. She was on Lost for a while, too.
Quaid.
Quato.
Start the reactor.
Sally Can't Dance was Rinaldi Santiago.
Mm-hmm.
She's freaking Hackers. Or mm-hmm. he. They.
They.
I don't know.
Yeah. McKelty Williams, who's Bubblegum Shrimp, is Baby O Odell. Cole Meany is Agent Duncan Malloy.
Mikael Wilson, by the way, he was arrested for stalking his ex-wife and stabbing his friend. He was released on $180,000 bail the next day. He's also a Free Willy.
Yeah. Stabbing someone is aggressive.
Yeah. A lot of stabbing in this episode.
A lot of stabbing.
So I started stabbing. So who's the most psychotic of all the criminals? Who do you relate to the most, and who is your favorite criminal?
Who's the most psychotic?
Because Cyrus has a plan, at least.
Who's the guy who tries to out Poe, and he has to basically kill him in the underbelly?
Yeah, Billy Bedlam.
He actually comes across as the most psychotic.
He's the one who caught his wife cheating and just drove across town and killed her whole family and their dog.
Yeah.
The dog is where it got me.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I don't like dog killers.
No.
Who do I associate myself? Well, obviously, Poe, the hero.
Oh.
Who just had to protect his wife.
I like Baby-O. I need my insulin.
Yeah, because you're... I'm surprised you're not
Pinball.
Not Pinball. The guy who's a girl.
Sally Can't Dance.
Yeah, that's you. That's
Define irony. Bunch of idiots dancing on a plane to a song.
Famous by a plane crash.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is good.
This
is a silly movie.
Any other wild, ridiculous facts that we need to hear about?
Pretty insane that they crashed on the Las Vegas Strip. Like, they had a low-flying plane that people called about.
Yeah.
And it was just a wild time for live action set piece movies. You know what I mean? Like,
even just the absurdity of how Malkovich dies at the end of this movie, where he gets
killed like nine times.
He's on the ladder, knocked from the ladder, into the weight dropping thing onto his head.
I never understand where he got like dropped off into that part. Like, where was
even when Cage jumps off the fire truck and like rolls, just like, this is.
And he gets shot in the arm. He doesn't even flinch.
No, of course not.
Yeah, I love
it. Also a pretty bad shot. The guy was like 5 feet in front of him and missed his entire body and gave him a flesh wound on the arm.
There's great one-liners when the Mexican drug lord is covered in gasoline, and he goes, sigh, and he goes, Anara, and flicks the cigarette and explodes him. Oh, man.
This is your kind of movie.
Yeah, it's just fun.
Max.
It's not exactly Mai Tais and hula hoops out here.
No.
Yeah, or something like that.
And then, of course, as kicker, the personalized license plate.
Oh, yeah.
A carryover from the 80s, if you will.
Yeah. I was tired of that car anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, Maxwell, I know we're flying, but that's what we do when you talk Con Air. You're flying. I think it's time for us to wrap and go over to the Buzz in the Tower fan spotlight. Max, today's Buzz in the Tower fan spotlight on this very episode called Con Air, very special episode, is Curtis Kellogg.
So I asked him to be the spotlight on a earlier one. He's like, nah, I don't like that movie that much. He's like, what about Con Air? And he's like, holy shnikes. Yeah. Sorry.
Veronica Vaughn. What are you apologizing for? What'd you do wrong?
My voice. I need to cough. I don't know what to do.
Well, maybe you should just cough, Max.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know what to do. Set a reminder that you should cough. All right. Curtis, big fan of the show. Been with us since the beginning.
Yeah, Texan.
Yeah.
Navy guy. Thank you for your service.
Oh, man.
Killed a man with his hand.
Did he? That makes sense. Probably
7 years in jail. Yeah.
palm to the nose.
Is that real?
Oh, yeah. You can kill someone that way for sure.
Cool.
Yeah,
have you done it?
No. Never killed a man that you know about. Max, let's hear what Curtis had to say about Con Air.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Curtis down here again in Central Texas. And once again, I'd love to thank the guys for having me on Buzz in the Tower to do a guest spotlight. It's always an honor and a privilege to do so. Can't talk enough about today's film, Con Air, the iconic Con Air. Sorry, I couldn't resist. It was a lot of fun back in the summer of 97 when I graduated high school. But, you know, we won't talk about that. We'll come back around to the films of the 97 summer, you know, and how great they were. But as far as, like, the cast, my goodness. You know, you look at this diverse cast. You know, all of them are heavy hitters on their own. And you have, you know, literally a plane full of these monsters. They were tons of fun back then, and they still are today. Nick Cage, you know, I think, he really came into his own as far as, like, you know, action films, I think, in this movie. It was one of his earlier debuts. But also remember, like, you know, back in 97, everyone being kind of surprised by how ripped he was. You know, I think, you know, as many people expected Nick Cage to have, you know, that kind of physique. But, you know, he's pretty awesome. You know, can't speak much for that hair and that southern accent. They both had a lot more to desire, but, you know, what can you do? But, you know, it was great overall, you know, and especially, you know, at the beginning when you sit down and you see that lightning striking the tree, that iconic Bruckheimer, you know, logo in the 90s in a summer action movie with that logo, you knew you were about to go in for a good time. And of course, it doesn't disappoint, you know, and it's still, you know, fun and rewatchable to this day. But yeah, the summer blockbuster, especially that 97, I'm just going to run through a quick list. Like, my God, some of the movies that were in that summer, you know, you had Men in Black, Air Force One, Face Off, Batman and Robin, Fifth Element, Austin Powers, G.I. Jane, Anaconda, The Saint, Scream. And that's just barely scratching the surface. You know, and this was definitely one of those that's up there with them. But yeah, there was, you know, so many good movies. Like I said, that was a real memorable summer for me. And anyway, yeah, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you to the movie for giving us many gifs and memes that we, you know, use all the time to this day. And, you know, as Malkovich's character in the, you know, movie signed off with, I'll do the same by saying, Sai Onara. Later, guys.
The Fifth Element.
Yeah. And The Saint.
I took my girlfriend's little brother to go see that movie when I was...
That's weird.
It was the summer before I went to college.
Okay.
He was, I think, like a freshman or eighth grader.
So you're like the cool older guy.
Soups. Yeah. The Goops.
He made me remember two things, though, by the way. I forgot that they do the Predator ending of this movie where everyone smiles.
Like, yeah, it's like, yeah. Who's that?
Yeah. And also, if I ever run out of tattoo space, there was a tattoo in this movie I've always loved, but I can't get it. It's the Aryan Brotherhood, like, blonde guy. He has, like, the little dots around his neck, and it says, cut here.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I can't get that. Yeah.
God. You're an idiot.
That's a manly tattoo.
Just thank him for coming on the show.
Thanks, Curtis.
Jesus Christ, Max. Talk about you and your tattoos. Max, on that note, we are back-to-backs. I'm exhausted. I'm ready to
go. You're right?
This is a lot. It was emotional to do all this in one night. But we got to do what we got to do. The people need their feed of Con Air.
Yeah.
A reminder, podcast on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, any podcast player. Pop on by, subscribe, leave a review. Patreon.com/BuzzInTheTower. BuzzInTheTower.com is our website. Any social media platform, @BuzzInTheTower. YouTube is the way to go, though. Swing on YouTube.
Yeah.
Find us, subscribe, leave us a little message about Max's amazing outfit. Another hit to our sponsor, 80stees.com. Fantastic place to get t-shirts.
And America.
And America, really.
And you're wearing America.
America. Yeah. Max, I got nothing else. What do you got?
He's got the whole
I'll do it
world.
With you. In his hands.
Shut up, you crazy psycho. We're going to die.
Every time I hear that, you know what I think of? I think of Roxanne. He's got the whole
in his nose.
Yeah. In his nose. Max.
That's it.
Get
Feeling
off.
Lucky. Get New shootout.
Get
New
off
shootout.
My plane, Max. I'll see you next week.
Bye.